Jamaica now offers Airbnb trips. Find out more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Airbnb is an online marketplace and hospitality service, enabling people to lease or rent short-term lodging, including vacation rentals, apartment rentals, homestays, hostel beds, or hotel rooms. There's another service that is now being added to the mix, experiences. This is where a host offers a unique set of experiences to guests. The initiative called Airbnb Trips is set to get started here in Jamaica.
You can take a jerk chicken course down by the river from a woman who does great jerk chicken, and you can actually learn how to make it. Now, I'm not sure that you will necessarily be able to bring the sweet wood back to wherever you're coming from, which I think is part of the magic, but you'll be able to do that. If you want to take a snorkeling lesson and actually go to the cool spots, you can sign up with someone who knows where the cool areas are and take you out at the right time. If you want to go on a nature walk and be able to go to certain parts of the island, those are all the types of things that you're going to be able to sign up and do.
Head of Global Policy at Airbnb, Chris Lahane. Over 40,000 experiences are currently offered on Airbnb trips in 43 countries. With Jamaica's vibrant entertainment scene, as well as other cultural experiences, Mr. Lahane says he's looking forward to the success of the new service on the island for both locals and guests.
I think what will also happen is that they will end up staying a little bit longer. And from a local perspective, what this will do is drive more economics for local people. On the homes business, 97% of the money actually stays with a host. But what this will do is drive a lot of local economics to local people so that the money from travel and tourism is really staying here in Jamaica. And people are not necessarily leveraging Jamaica to make money with the money leaving the island.
Airbnb's influence in Jamaica is growing, and the service is helping the country retain more of the tourism dollar.
So we have over 3,000 active hosts and about 5,500 listings in Jamaica. A typical host is making their home available about 21 times a year. They're making about $2,300 US a year. And so the majority of the people here are really locals who are opening their homes. Now, we have grown in really the last year about 160% here in Jamaica.
Mr. Lahane commended the government for their progressive outlook on the role tourism plays in economic development.
TRIPS was actually launched about a year ago, almost to the day, end of November in 2016 that we announced it, and then formally went live in January of 2017, initially in a handful of cities, and then began to roll out into more and more places. And Jamaica is being selected in that sort of first category in the first year. And I do think that that reflects that we see this as a market that is an incredibly strong market, a growing market, but also a real symbol, a symbolic market in the Caribbean, really all of Latin America, because it's been such a forward-looking country when it comes to making sure that travel and tourism is benefiting as many people as possible, and specifically the local folks.
Head of Global Policy at Airbnb, Chris Lahane. For our No Jamaica segment this week, Flatbridge. The exact time period when the bridge was constructed is unknown, but it is assumed to be around 1724. The bridge is flat and composed of planks on frames of timber work, which rest upon two piers and two buttresses projecting from the banks, constructed with piles and braces interlaced with masonry. When this bridge was being constructed, the 16 plantations in the Bogwalk area were obliged to send one slave in every 50 to work on the river road, sometimes called 16 Mile Walk. Gravel, marl, lime, sand, and stone had to be dug. Slaves often lost their lives as they performed dangerous tasks in the gorge. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.